Press TV Limited is the British company that produces programs for the global 24-hour news channel Press TV. And ever since it started operating nearly 4 years ago, right-wing and pro-Israeli groups have hated its output, and especially its coverage of the Middle East and the West. According to Press TV Limited's management, the prominent high street bank NatWest has closed and frozen its account. NatWest is owned by the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is itself 84% owned by the state.
£200,000 are being withheld without reason, without an explanation. It's freezing the business, it's freezing trading at a time when the UK is suffering from recession.
Press TV Limited says that the freezing of such a large amount of money has had a devastating impact on its operations, with many of its clients being owed money.
It's clearly a political decision. We know that there's been United Nations sanctions against Iran and Iranian companies, but the point to remember is Press TV Limited is not an Iranian company.
When we put these questions to NatWest, they declined our request for an interview, but they said that customer relationships are subject to ongoing reviews and can be halted. However, we weren't satisfied with this vague answer to specific questions, so we decided to dig deeper.
So we're here at NatWest headquarters in the City of London. We've sent them lots of emails, we've made phone calls asking them why Press TV Limited's bank account has been closed and its accounts frozen. But we've not really had any specific response, just vague generalities. So as a last resort, we've decided to come here, go inside the building and see what we can find out, maybe talk to a real human being. We're from Press TV News Station, and Press TV, if I can explain to you, Press TV Limited has had its bank accounts closed and frozen by NatWest, and they've got £200,000 of Press TV Limited's money, and they've frozen the bank account. We have called so many times, we've sent emails, and we're not getting any reply. And can I speak to somebody, please? Because
we waited and waited, and the security staff weren't happy about us filming. Eventually, it became clear that no one would talk to me, so I left with only the number of a press officer who had already called. Later, we also received an email from the Treasury denying that they had exerted any pressure on NatWest. They said there were no financial sanctions on Press TV and that NatWest had taken a commercial decision. Nevertheless, prominent journalists remain convinced that the government and NatWest are behind a blatant attack on freedom of speech.
I think Press TV has a certain perspective. It has a perspective which is very similar to the Iranian government, but also put certain conflicts in the world, the Palestinian conflict, in a perspective which has a resonance through many, many people in Britain throughout the world. And I think that one of the effects of this will be to deny that type of debate and will be to sort of silence that type of view, which you don't get in the corporate and the mainstream media in the West.
Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.
Commercial decision, and the government says.